On the Colorado State Sports Network, powered by Canvas Credit Union. From Learfield IMG College, this is the Coors Light Basketball Coaches Show, presented by Lucky Joe's. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. UC Health, Water Pick. Also brought to you by Coors Light. Grab an ice-cold Coors Light and a designated driver this game day. And remember that 21 means 21. Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Now, here is your host, Brian Roth.
Serious. I wake up at about, I go to bed at 9, Brian, every night. Okay. And I usually wake up about 3:20-ish. Okay. I don't know. It's like clockwork. And I'm just eyes open and just staring at my phone waiting for the trainer to call. You know, because that's how it was the last 2 or 3 weeks is you get those early morning phone calls and with a positive test from an opponent. But it is what it is. And you know, the revisions did come out. I'm sure we'll talk about those. But we've got some game in front of us leading into the Mount West Conference Tournament. We've just got to be ready to play them all and try to go get some W's.
Yeah. Did you go out and try to get a non-Division I game in the last week? Maybe even a scrimmage against another Division I local team. How did that process work? I know we've had this conversation a handful of times now.
Yeah, we went out and actually we thought we were going to get something with a conference opponent, a scrimmage, and you can figure it out who it is. But, you know, we were all set to maybe play that. Mm-hmm. But the conference nixed that. And then, you know, we tried to get something with Northern Colorado, but they had some injury issues and were using that their week off to heal. So, and the Division II route, we just ran into some roadblocks there. And, you know, the ones that were maybe available to play us, we had already played. And so we just decided to have an inter-squad scrimmage on Friday, played four quarters and mixed up the teams and had a really competitive, fun game, but it's not a game, right?
Right.
And we didn't have officials or anything like that, but we tried to make it, you know, simulate a game as best we could. So that's what we've been doing. Not ideal, but we've used the time to, you know, get a little conditioning. We felt you're going to play all these games late. You want to make sure that you're in good shape to do that, and got a lot of practice time in, obviously.
Does it almost feel as if you are in the month of October right now?
It really does.
It almost feels like preseason basketball, right?
It really does. And I'm glad you bring that up, because that's been the messaging to our players is, you know, we had a tremendously long layoff. You know, we opened up November 10th, I think it was. It was our first game this year, or the 14th, I can't remember. But
let me see. I'll look it up for you. Well, it said November 25th.
I'm sorry. Yeah, way off. Yeah.
Yeah. That seems like a lifetime ago, though.
So, we've been, and our kids were really ready to play that opening game and with great excitement and great energy and played really well. So, you know, we've done this before, you know, the months before you played that Reed game. Now we've got a little 3-week break. We're just trying to keep the excitement and, you know, we've really every game that we've played this year, Brian, our kids have come ready to play. You know, we've never yet said as a staff, God, we were just sluggish out of the gate, or just didn't really have a competitive effort tonight. We've yet to say that. Mm. And, you know, usually during the course of a season, you might have a handful of games like that where it's just kind of,
just don't have
one
it.
Of those nights. Yeah, you just don't have it. But this group, for whatever reason, has been tremendous in that area. And hopefully, you know, we can carry that over into to the next game against Air Force.
Yeah, again, the Air Force on the schedule coming up on Saturday, a 1 p.m. tip-off down at Clune Arena. Then the two teams are scheduled to take on each other one more time. 2:30 in the afternoon on Monday, March the 1st. Again, I love those matinee games. The Workman's Special, the Workwoman's Special. But that was supposed to be, again, be the final games of the season. But the Mountain West, again, if you're just joining us, has added two more games in the regular season. They'll be against New Mexico in Las Vegas for the Colorado State women March 3rd and March 5th. Well, you haven't played for 3 weeks. And, again, we hope the game is going to still be on Saturday. So you're going to go down to Clune Arena. What would be the biggest concern you have going into a real game on Saturday when you have not played in 3 weeks?
Yeah, just that competitive edge that you gain and you can only get from playing games. You know, just that competition mode. You know, the conditioning's different. You know, you've got just that game anxiety, the game physicality that we have. You really can't simulate in practice. And that's probably my biggest concern. Can we get, you know, our sea legs underneath us, so to speak? And you're going to have to early, because Air Force is they've been a difficult team for us to beat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the style at which they play. They're a very physical team, and at Clune Arena, we've had some really close basketball games there, and they play differently there. So we know we're going to get a team that they'll have had, you know, 3 games here leading up to our game after their little layoff, and so they're going to be kind of in that game mode, and you know, we just haven't been in that mode for a while, and that's my biggest concern. You know, from shooting to, you know, guarding with a game level of a winning level of toughness.
Right.
You know, those are the things that concern me.
Well, again, and I want to point this out there as well, because the Rams sitting at 14-2, they're 10-2 in conference play. They're at the top of the conference standings. And this was a basketball team that was playing really well. They had won 7 straight games. And all of a sudden, I mean, you just get hit with a 3-week pause. And sometimes that can kill momentum. But you know what? That doesn't necessarily mean it has to kill momentum either,
yeah,
though,
yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, I was watching the golf this weekend and that Genesis tournament. And, you know, they were talking about some of the players that are coming back off of a layoff, or, you know, Tiger's been laid off here for a while.
Right.
When's he coming back? And all these announcers are saying, yeah, they need a couple of events to knock off the rust. And I'm like, oh, man, what? That's really a thing? You know, we're trying to tell our kids that isn't a thing. But,
right.
You know, it.
But you never know. I mean,
you never know.
You can come back refreshed and focused and ready to go and maybe play some of your best basketball of the year in the final 3 weeks.
And the really positive thing is we are 14-2 and 10-2 at the top of the league. So there's, you know, there's a lot of meat on that bone right now, and our kids are still hungry. You know, if we were middle of the pack or down near the bottom, it might be a little different motivation.
Right.
Now these kids, they know what they have to go get, and they know they control it. And so that's why we've had some, you know, better practices, I think. So they're hungry. They're hungry. Will it be easy? No. The layoff, does it help? No. But, hey, it is what it is, and we still got to find a way to go get these W's.
Yep, got to make the best of it, and the Rams are going to be hoping to do that. All right, we'll take our first time out for the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show, taking you right up until 8 p.m. here this evening. And when we come back, we'll talk about the upcoming schedule with Coach Ryan Williams and talk about what he expects from the Air Force Falcons in a 2-game set coming up on Saturday and on Monday. Stay with us from Learfield, IMG College. We're coming to you live from the Lucky Joe Studios at Moby Arena on the Colorado State Sports Network, powered by Canvas Credit Union.
What if your bank lets you spend more time enjoying Colorado? With Bank of Colorado's ATM Live, it does. You can make a withdrawal without a debit card, take out exact change, and plenty more. All with the help of a live teller right on the screen. Do almost anything you can do in the bank at Bank of Colorado ATM Live locations statewide. Then get back to doing more of the Colorado things you love. Learn more at bankofcolorado.com/ATM Live. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Dear Winner, we're not scared of you. There's almost nothing can stand in the way of a new 2021 Toyota. When you say, stay home under a blanket, we come out to play. People say you're ice cold, but our lineup at Toyota.com is red hot. See you in the snow. Toyota. Right now, get $1,250 cash back on a new 2021 Highlander. Toyota. Let's go places.
Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. varies by region. See dealer for details. All friends, March 1st, 2021.
Visit Peterson Toyota in Fort Collins today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Life is stressful. Family, work, money, health, uncertainty. Don't let stress keep you down. Don't let stress hold you back. Don't let stress beat you. Find your own way for your body, mind, and soul. You can get up. You can get ahead. You can win. In your own way, on your own time. Shields, ready to help you find your way.
The sports medicine team at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies works with athletes from all walks of life, from rec to CSU to professional. For each athlete, OCR's goal is the same: to get you back to your game as soon as possible. For more information, go to orthohealth.com. OCR, serving CSU and the region since 1969. Learn more at orthohealth.com.
Woodward is a longtime supporter of the CSU Rams. Both founded in 1870, Woodward and CSU share a pioneering spirit that has improved industries, educated generations, and led the charge in innovation for 150 years. From COVID emergency response ventilators to large engines that operate with reduced emissions, our companies share a 30-year history in working jointly to provide solutions for global energy challenges. Woodward, always innovating for a better future, and proud supporter of CSU Rams.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. As a proud sponsor of the Colorado State Rams, we're committed to the players and the fans. And today, we're here for you now more than ever, offering safe, contactless grocery pickup with Drive Up and Go. Order online and we'll have your groceries ready whenever you are. So all you have to do is drive up and go. Download the Safeway delivery and pickup app today.
Rams fans, we all know the comforts of home, like hearing 8,000 Forever Green t-shirts belting out the fight song in unison, inspiring the Rams to victory. There's nothing like it. Monarch Casino Resort Spa invites you to feel that Moby Arena feeling at Colorado's newest resort. We've created new restaurants, guest rooms, and suites alongside a brand new expanded gaming floor with plenty of room to run a full court press on our slots and table games. Open 24/7, so Blackhawk after the game. Go Rams!
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
All right, welcome back here to the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show from the Lucky Joe Studios. We're at Moby Arena here on this Wednesday night. Thanks for joining us here in the program. Brian Roth, Ryan Williams, women's basketball coach, joining us here another segment with him. Then Nico Met will join us for the back half of the program and talk some Colorado State men's basketball as well. Well, the CSU Rams are going to take on Air Force Saturday at 1 p.m., Monday at 2:30 in the afternoon in what was originally scheduled as the final regular season weekend of Mountain West Conference play. We mentioned in the previous segment the Rams have been delegated to Las Vegas early, have been called to Vegas early to take on New Mexico on March 3rd and 5th. Those will also be regular season games. And, well, Ryan, let's first talk about the Air Force Falcons. It's a ball club that's 5-10. Overall, 2-13, though. Or I shouldn't say 2-13. They've only won two Mountain West Conference games, and they've struggled in conference play. What do you know about them? I see that. Listen, they won at San Diego State, who I know you feel is really good, and they beat Boise by 20 plus points at Donna Clune Arena.
Yeah, and quite frankly, I mean, they had Fresno on the ropes at Fresno, and if their little point guard doesn't get in foul trouble, that's a whole different deal. So they have some really good players in Schneider and Immel. You know, their point guard play is really tough, and she's kind of their spark plug, and you know, kind of turned us over quite a bit last year. So we know, you know, we've had really good games in Kluane Arena, close games here the last 3-4 years, and so that's, we know what we're going into. We're going to go into a hornet's nest, and we've got to be ready to go.
Yeah, let me get that Air Force record straight for you. I had a little bit of dyslexia when I wrote that down. They're 5-13 overall, 2-10 in Mountain West Conference play, and they've really struggled in conference play, at least as of late. And they were supposed to play in Nevada last time out, like you guys were. That series got postponed, and again, that it was postponed because they're going to play them in a couple weeks. But again, like you guys, they lost their series against Nevada. Well, you have Air Force the next two games, then you have New Mexico two games after that. I guess I know what you guys are going to be doing tonight and tomorrow night. Last night and tonight, I guess. New Mexico and Air Force are going to be playing, so you get to scout two teams at once, I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we'll be tuning into that series and
yeah, that
watching
game tonight, 7:30 p.m. tonight.
Watching that game.
About 5 minutes.
So it's get a feel for both of them, and kind of we told our kids to tune in so they can kind of get a feel for the arena, that sort of thing. So hopefully they do that. But yeah, those are our two next opponents. We'll be watching closely.
So did you expect the Mountain West Conference to get you games at the end of the year? Because there was kind of that little open date. Of course, the women's basketball tournament starts on Sunday, March the 7th. The men's doesn't start till Wednesday. But did you expect maybe to get a game or two? You eventually get two.
Yeah, perhaps. I mean, that's why we had kind of built in that week with no games, at least the conference did, for some make-up opportunities. And so we you know, I've kind of been anticipating this, but you know, where we play on Monday, you know, that's we're the last team in the league to, we've got the latest regular season game
right
on that Monday, and then to turn around and play right away two games, I mean, that's a really tough call to compress games really with your top, you know, two of your better teams in the league in New Mexico and Colorado State. Leading into that conference tournament, that's kind of a tough ask in my mind. But you know, those people are a lot smarter than me, and you know, they put the schedule together. We just have to go play it.
Right.
We were hoping that we wouldn't be bombarded with a lot of games late heading into the tournament. You want to be rested and be able to prepare going into the tournament. That's just not how the conference sees it.
Yeah, so again, I'm going to give you an idea of what the Rams have facing them on the women's side. On Friday, they'll travel down to Colorado Springs. They'll play in the Springs against Air Force Saturday the 27th, stay over on the Sunday the 28th, play again on Monday, March 1st, come home that night, get to sleep one night in your own beds, then fly out for Vegas on Tuesday, March 2nd, play New Mexico in Vegas Wednesday, March 3rd, stay over on the March 4th on an off day, Friday, March 5th, play New Mexico again in Vegas, and that ends the regular season. Stay in Vegas Saturday, Sunday, and then play in the quarterfinals on Monday, March the 8th. By the time you get to the quarterfinals, Ryan, that'll be five games in 9 days. And, you know, to me, for a team that's clearly established itself as not just a contender, but the lead contender in the Mountain West Conference, I'm not sure why the Mountain West Conference would put you guys in that position to give you five games in 9 days going into a quarterfinal game. You don't have to comment on that. I don't want to get you in trouble.
Thanks. I mean, obviously by me not commenting, and you know, I think people probably understand my stance on this, but
right. You know, that's tough.
It is tough. I mean, and if you were to ask the players and coaches around the country, you know, everybody's gone through this COVID phase. The most draining, grueling part of it is the travel and the hotel stay, because you literally go to your hotel room and you are locked up. You know, food is delivered to you. You know, you hang it on their doorknob on a, you know, in a bag, and, you know, knock on their door, you know, pregame meals here, dinner's here, breakfast is here. And so there's just, there's no fun in it.
Yeah.
And that is very difficult to deal with. And I know our kids have done a tremendous job all year, but, you know, talking to them, they're like, God, these hotel stays, they're just brutal.
Yep.
And now you just stack days upon days before you even play a game in the conference tournament. That's a tough ask. It really, really is. But, you know, it's an ask we're going to make of our kids, and we're going to we're going to do it with a winning championship mindset and be ready to go.
Yep. Again, it'll be 11 out of 12 days in a hotel room if the Rams make it to the championship game. Ryan, best of luck against Air Force coming up on Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
All right, that's head coach Ryan Williams with the women's basketball team. We'll continue with the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show after this timeout. Nico Medved comes up next. Stay with us from the Lucky Joe Studios on the Colorado State Sports Network by Canvas Credit Union.
The card Colorado State fan, your card. You can take the game with you with a Rams Visa debit card from First National Bank for free. It's the perfect addition to your jerseys, home and away, your green and gold basement, your Rams license plate frame, and your dog cam. Show your team right every you go. All you need is a First National free checking account. To get started, visit fnbo.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Experience Sonny's. Sonny Lubick's Steakhouse, located at College and Mountain in downtown Fort Collins, is a locally owned restaurant with chef-created specialty dishes, steak and seafood options, an award-winning wine list, and great happy hour specials. Please visit their website at sonnylubicksteakhouse.com. That's sonnylubicksteakhouse.com. And don't forget, go Rams!
Life is stressful. Family, work, money, health, uncertainty. Don't let stress keep you down. Don't let stress hold you back. Don't let stress beat you. Find your own way for your body, mind, and soul. You can get up. You can get ahead. You can win. In your own way, on your own time. Shields, ready to help you find your way.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams, because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center, or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
Dear Winner, we're not scared of you, because almost nothing can stand in the way of a new 2021 Toyota. When you say, stay home under a blanket, we come out to play. People say you're ice cold, but our lineup at Toyota.com is red hot. See you in the snow. Toyota. Right now, get $750 cash back on a new 2021 4Runner. Toyota. Let's go places.
Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. Varies by region. See dealer for details. All friends, March 1st, 2021.
Visit Peterson Toyota in Fort Collins today. Toyota. Let's go places.
I have big news. You can now brush and floss at the same time with Waterpik Sonic Fusion, the world's first flossing toothbrush. Sonic Fusion combines the power of a sonic toothbrush with the proven effectiveness of a Waterpik water flosser. Brushing alone only gets the surface. Waterpik Sonic Fusion cleans deep between teeth and below the gum line. Best of all, it's clinically proven up to twice as effective as regular brushing and flossing. To learn more, go online or ask your dental professional about Waterpik Sonic Fusion.
Rams fans, we all know the comforts of home, like hearing 8,000 Forever Green t-shirts belting out the fight song in unison, inspiring the Rams to victory. There's nothing like it. Monarch Casino Resort Spa invites you to feel that Moby Arena feeling at Colorado's newest resort. We've created new restaurants, guest rooms, and suites alongside a brand new expanded gaming floor with plenty of room to run a full court press on our slots and table games. Open 24/7, so head to Blackhawk after the game. Go Rams!
Woodward is a longtime supporter of the CSU Rams. Both founded in 1870, Woodward and CSU share a pioneering spirit that has improved industries, educated generations, and led the charge in innovation for 150 years. From COVID emergency response ventilators to large engines that operate with reduced emissions, our companies share a 30-year history in working jointly to provide solutions for global energy challenges. Woodward, always innovating for a better future, and proud supporter of the CSU Rams.
right about halfway home here on the program as we welcome everybody back here to the Coorside Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. We're coming to you from the Lucky Joe Studios here at Moby Arena on a Wednesday night. A big thank you to Ryan Williams, women's basketball coach, where they're playing great ball. Of course, they haven't played in 3 weeks, but 14-2, 10-2 in conference play. As for the Colorado State men's team, playing some great basketball as well. 14-4 overall, 11-3 in conference play. And it sounds like a broken record because you've had the same record for three straight weeks, Nico. And you're playing great basketball.
Were we playing great?
Yeah,
like, I think so. Like,
yeah,
it's been so long. Huh?
You know, I mean, it's amazing that, and again, this is a strange season and everybody's trying to get through it the best you can. But here you are. You told me on these airwaves last week that it was highly unlikely that the Nevada series would not go on. And very next day, the announcement became official. You obviously had good insight on that. And I know another series bites the dust, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate for so many reasons. And I think what people don't understand, too, is, first of all, it's very difficult to reschedule any games. I mean, you look around the country and you see how many non-conference games have you seen being played, you know, after Christmas. I mean, a couple.
Yeah.
So it takes two
done.
To tango, and it's really difficult. And then I think as you're going on in the week and you're like, okay, well, we've got Nevada on the 20th. And so, you know, and then all of a sudden that got canceled. And there's just so many things to factor in. And obviously we looked at, you know, opportunities and, you know, I can say this on the air. We obviously did get a really good opportunity last Friday. We scrimmaged Northern Colorado here. They were coming off a COVID pause. They didn't have all their guys. So we weren't going to play a they didn't want to play a regular game. But I thought it was really good. So at least we did get up and down Friday against another team. And I thought that was really good for both programs. But, yeah, we haven't played a real game. And it is what it is. And I know we're going to talk about, you know, the rest of it here in a sec. But that's just the nature of this right now. And you got to be agile and you have to adapt quickly. And I'm so lucky, and we are lucky. We have such a great group of guys, you know, and sometimes they're the ones that are more resilient than all of us, you know, the way that they handle things. And so I'm so proud of them, of how they've handled everything. They've continued in practice, and that's what we've been focusing on.
Again, the Rams had their two games against Nevada last week canceled. They were supposed to play on Saturday and then on Monday night. And so with that, next game coming up for the Colorado State men's basketball team, Air Force on Saturday afternoon. That'll be right here at Moby Arena. And then they'll tip off against Air Force on Monday night. And that was the original end to the Mountain West Conference schedule. But, of course, the Mountain West had the week following that between the end of the regular season and the Mountain West Conference tournament as a makeup week. And just yesterday, the conference announcing that indeed there would be makeup games. In fact, 8 makeup games throughout the conference, 2 of them which involved the Colorado State Rams. Rams are going to be taking on New Mexico Wednesday, March 3rd here at Moby Arena. And then they'll go to Nevada Friday, March 5th for a 7 p.m. tip-off. So the Rams and the Wolfpack will match up in Reno at the Lawler Event Center. After all, that obviously it's not going to be a 2-game series, just a 1-game stand with the Rams and the Wolfpack. We'll get to that here in just a moment. But you mentioned that your kids are resilient. You know, I'm curious, you and your coaching staff, you've had to adjust on the fly. How have you handled the last week, 2 weeks of practice? Have you almost handled it like preseason in October? Do you handle it differently than that?
I think, you know, that's a good analogy, but I think it is different in that you're in a completely different part of the season, right? So you've been going a long time, and I think, you know, we talked about our team, and we said, all right, how can we get smarter? How can we get mentally tougher? How can we find a way to execute better? How can we try to stay in shape and be ready for whenever our next game is? And I can also say this, you want to be careful. You won't get anyone hurt. You know what I mean? And you know, you have to practice and all that. But I think, you know, we've been really mindful about short, intense, doing some things that are up and down, where guys are staying in shape and running, but maybe not doing as much live contact body on body as much as you would like. But I think there's ways that you can get better and keep improving. When you're not 100% sure when your next game is, you know, you're trying to schedule, you just got to really focus on yourself. And I think that's been good. But there's nothing like playing. But I tell you what, Brian, like you said, you come out here every day with our guys, and they've been awesome. You know, they've got a great spirit about them. They're working, and like we keep talking about today, I mean, a lot of teams would trade positions with ours.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean right now?
No
and
question.
So it's all about how you look at it. And so I think we all feel that way, and we're making the most of it. But it's going to be a challenge getting back to playing a game because there's nothing like that. But at the same point in time, I think we could improve here in these last couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. You guys have four games left in the regular season to go out, win a Mountain West Conference championship, and to put yourself in position to go to the big dance. And I'm not sure if you would have taken that. And I think you might have if somebody said on October 1st saying, hey, here's the situation. I know you thought you had a good team, but to know that you have this type of opportunity in front of you, you have to look at that as, I guess, a positive.
Brian, if we're being real, anyone who said they wouldn't take that's lying. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
so that's
right,
the
right.
thing. I mean, it's been a great season so far. We've put ourselves in position to have a special season, you know, and so we just got to keep taking it one day at a time.
All right, then I'm going to go back to the scrimmage against Northern Colorado on Friday, late afternoon, right here at Moby Arena. UNC came on over, and yeah, it's a scrimmage, but you guys did have officials here. How much were you able to get out of that, and how big of a benefit is that? I know it's not a real game, but you know, it's playing against somebody else. You have officials, you're keeping score, all that stuff helps with the competitive edge.
It was great. I think it's great just to get that timing of getting up and down. I mean, we did it like a game, right? We flew in Mountain West officials. We did, you know, two 20-minute halves. You do the media timeouts. You know, not we didn't have the timeouts as long. We took,
right.
I think, 7 minutes for a halftime. Maybe did one other little period where we played some guys who don't get a chance to play as much. I thought it was really good. We didn't do a lot of scouting. You know, it was just kind of like, hey, we're going to go out there and do what we do. And, you know, they kind of did the same thing. And so I thought it was really good just to get up and down. And, you know, it's competitive. It's not the same as a game. But I thought it was great. I thought it was about the best possible scenario for where we were at and what we could get done that way. So I'm really glad we were able to pull that off.
All right. Well, the Rams have the Air Force Falcons coming up here on Saturday. We'll certainly talk about that two-game series and get some more thoughts on the latest rescheduling by the Mountain West Conference. Again, two games added for the Rams in the final week of the regular season. Home game against New Mexico, road game against Nevada. All that and more continuing here tonight on the Corzine Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show from the Lucky Joe Studios in Fort Collins at Moby Arena. We're back after this from Learfield, IMG College, and the Colorado State Sports Network powered by Canvas.
Dear Winner, we're not scared of you because almost nothing can stand in the way of a new 2021 Toyota. When you say stay home under a blanket, we come out to play. People say you're ice cold, but our lineup at Toyota.com is red hot. See you in the snow, Toyota. Right now, get $1,250 cash back on a new 2021 RAV4.
Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. varies by region. See dealer for details. Offer ends March 1st, 2021.
Visit Peterson Toyota in Fort Collins today. Toyota, let's go places.
FNBO is proud to be an official bank of CSU Athletics. With 24 Front Range locations, including 6 in Fort Collins, FNBO provides full-service banking and superior customer service. Rams fans, now you can take the game with you with a CSU Visa debit card free with any FNBO free checking. Visit any branch or fnbo.com/CSU to get the ball rolling. FNBO, an official bank of CSU Athletics. Member FDIC.
Experience Sonny's. Sonny Lubick Steakhouse, located at College and Mountain in downtown Fort Collins, is a locally owned restaurant with chef-created specialty dishes, steak and seafood options, an award-winning wine list, and great happy hour specials. Please visit their website at sonnylubicksteakhouse.com. That's sonnylubicksteakhouse.com. And don't forget, go Rams!
Life is stressful. Family, work, money, health, uncertainty. Don't let stress keep you down. Don't let stress hold you back. Don't let stress beat you. Find your own way for your body, mind, and soul. You can get up. You can get ahead. You can win. In your own way, on your own time. Shields, ready to help you find your way.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. As a proud sponsor of the Colorado State Rams, we're committed to the players and the fans. And today, we're here for you now more than ever, offering safe, contactless grocery pickup with Drive Up and Go. Order online and we'll have your groceries ready whenever you are. So all you have to do is drive up and go. Download the Safeway delivery and pickup app today.
Hey,
Hey, CSU fans and players, is your day affected by sore muscles and joint discomfort? Now, relief is in your shower. Introducing WaterPik's patented Power Pulse therapeutic massage shower head. Power Pulse delivers up to 2 times more massage force. It's so therapeutic that it's clinically shown to help soothe muscle tension, relieve joint discomfort, and promote a restful night's sleep. In short, it's a daily massage that helps you be your best. WaterPik makes lives better by turning water into wellness.
68 teams, one program. March Madness is coming. Celebrate the return of the historic NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament with the official NCAA Men's Final Four Souvenir Program, featuring profiles on all 68 teams selected for the tournament. So take it to the basket, the shopping basket, by pre-ordering the official program now at publications.learfieldimgcollege.com. That's publications.learfieldimgcollege.com. Order today.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams, because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center, or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
All right, a couple more segments left here with head coach Nico Medved as we welcome you back to the Lucky Joe Studios at Moby Arena. It's the Courtside Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show, taking you up till 8 p.m. here on this Wednesday evening. Welcome back, Brian Roth, head coach Nico Medved with you as, well, the Rams have not played since February the 6th. They have been idle since then through no fault of their own. The New Mexico-Nevada series get canceled, and each of them due to COVID issues within the New Mexico and Nevada hoops programs, respectively. So we have our fingers crossed coming up here this weekend. All right, the Air Force Falcons coming in on Saturday and on Monday, Nico. And listen, I mean, you look at Air Force, they have struggled this year. There's no question about that. They're under a first-year head coach in Joe Scott, who is a guy that had a lot of success at the Mountain West at Air Force back in the early 2000s.
Yeah, you know, familiar with them. Obviously, he was here when I was an assistant. The styles are still very, very similar, other than they play exclusively matchup zone, so they're all matchup zone, like he used to when he was here. A much slower tempo, same kind of system, but a much slower tempo. Grind it out. They're really going to test your discipline. They execute really, really well. They're just young and don't have a lot of guys. But, you know, you look at it, they beat Wyoming. They actually beat Nevada, early in the year. So they're just kind of a scary team that way. And you know, they obviously played, you know, they're going to play New Mexico last night. They're going to play again here tomorrow. But, you know, hey, we haven't played for a while. And I think, you know, if you follow scores around college basketball, you really learn when you're in this, you have an appreciation of how hard it is to win any game. It's hard to win every night.
Yeah,
right? And I think sometimes it's so easy to get caught up and, like, you have to earn victory. You have to play, you know, you have to play at a high level. And so I have a lot of respect for what they do. They're going to test our discipline. Like I said, it's kind of a funky deal. It's a zone that we haven't seen. None of these guys have ever played against a zone like that. But I feel like if we do what we do, we play with great energy and we take care of the ball, whatever, we're going to find a way to win.
Yeah, again, it's an Air Force team coming in just 4-17. They're 2-15 in conference play, and they have struggled of late. Have a really good guard, don't they? And A.J. Walker, a guy who I thought played well against you guys last year and leading scorer for them at 16 points a game.
You know, they really had him. A.J.'s a terrific player. He can score. He's shooting the cover off the ball this year. You know, he's the guy that can go score 25 in a Mountain West game. And I think Chris Joyce for them is another guy who, you know, has been a little up and down this year but has talent, is another guy who can put up a bit, you know, put up big numbers. And the one thing I think about them, they have not missed any games. They've had no COVID pauses, you know, this year. They haven't. And I just have a lot, you know, I have a lot of respect for what they do at the academy, but they have our full attention. That's the next thing on our schedule right now, and we've got to get ready to play on Saturday. And I'm interested to see, even though we had the scrimmage, it'll be 3 weeks in between a real game. I guess at the beginning of the year we had that happen, but this is unprecedented for all of us being in this spot. So we just see how we handle it.
Yeah, you know, along those lines, and I'll ask you this question, and I asked Ryan Williams about it as well a moment ago. but not having played in 3 weeks, what is your single biggest concern going into that Air Force game on Saturday?
Just, you know, conditioning to the point of there's nothing like, you can do all the running you want, but there's nothing like live game conditioning. And then I think just the speed and the timing of the game. You know, it's a very fine line, but just, you know, that you're a step behind, a step slow on things, not because you haven't practiced well or anything like that. There's just a little bit difference there. And then, you know, when your legs get tired, how well do you shoot the ball? Do you finish? You know, all that stuff. But, you know, hopefully, I think there is a little bit of a difference in when it happened at the beginning of the year, and you literally haven't played since last season. At least we played. Maybe it takes you a little while to get into the groove, but you hope as the game goes on, you continue to pick it up and you come out of that first game feeling better. All right, we got this now. We remember what this is like.
Right, and then maybe, listen, you play them again on Monday, and then New Mexico on Wednesday. By the time you get to the Nevada game, you guys should be pretty well back into the flow of a college basketball season, don't you think? You better be.
If we just played three in 6 days, whatever, we're going to flow. You know what I mean? Whatever that's like. I hope it's a good flow.
Right.
But, well, I know we'll talk about that in a second. So, no, we'll be in a flow, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But, no, you're right. I mean, eventually you start playing games. There's nothing like playing. And so once we get back to playing, hopefully it's kind of like riding a bike a little bit. And maybe it takes you a little while to shake the rust off. But once you get going, you're right back into it.
All right, we'll take one final timeout here tonight on the show. It's the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coach Show. When we come back, we're going to talk more in depth about the added games and get some of Nico's thoughts. Did he see that coming? And all of that stuff. And we'll kind of start looking ahead, peeking ahead towards the end of the regular season, into the Mountain West Conference Tournament, and then into the NCAA tournament as well. Stay with us. One more segment left here on the program tonight from the Lucky Joe Studios at Moby Arena on the Colorado State Sports Network. We're powered by Campus Credit Union.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure. Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change. Like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
Yeah, I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Rams fans, we all know the comforts of home, like hearing 8,000 Forever Green t-shirts belting out the fight song in unison, inspiring the Rams to victory. There's nothing like it. Monarch Casino Resort Spa invites you to feel that Moby Arena feeling at Colorado's newest resort. We've created new restaurants, guest rooms, and suites alongside a brand new expanded gaming floor with plenty of room to run a full court press on our slots and table games. Open 24/7, so head to Black Hawk after the game. Go Rams!
Head, shoulders, knees and toes.
Hello, this is Rocky Trumper, surgeon at the Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. We have been the regional experts in orthopedic care from head to toe since 1969. We now have 31 physicians providing subspecialty care across three medical campuses in Collins, Lund, and Greeley. OCR, together, we are specialists in the medicine of motion. Visit orthohealth.com.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes.
We're here for the ones on the farm who get their boots dirty. The ones turning an old shirt into a new mask. The ones in the cafe cooking a mean bowl of chili. The ones at home making PB&Js and holding down the fort. The ones bagging up groceries and stocking the shelves. And the ones just hanging out in a hammock. Here's to the ones who define the Colorado spirit. We're proud to be the community bank that helps them live that way. Because we're not just a bank in Colorado. We're Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. As a proud sponsor of the Colorado State Rams, we're committed to the players and the fans. And today, we're here for you now more than ever, offering safe, contactless grocery pickup with Drive Up and Go. Order online and we'll have your groceries ready whenever you are. So all you have to do is drive up and go. Download the Safeway delivery and pickup app today.
Woodward is a longtime supporter of the CSU Rams. Both founded in 1870, Woodward and CSU share a pioneering spirit that has improved industries, educated generations, and led the charge in innovation for 150 years. From COVID emergency response ventilators to large engines that operate with reduced emissions, our companies share a 30-year history in working jointly to provide solutions for global energy challenges. Woodward, always innovating for a better future, and proud supporter of the CSU Rams.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment, made to chill after the short but cold beer run from hot tub to cabin. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
All right, we're back one final time here at the Coorside Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show here from the Lucky Joe Studios at Mobley Arena. Brian Roth, Nico Vedved back with you, our final segment here of the show. And again, if you're just joining us, news coming down yesterday from the Mountain West Conference as they have added games into the final week of that regular season that, of course, they had left open for these purposes here. And Colorado State is going to pick up two games. Of course, they have the Air Force Series right here at Mobley Arena on Saturday and Monday, and then they'll pick up a home game against New Mexico Wednesday, March the 3rd. And then Friday, March the 5th, the Rams will go to Reno to take on the Nevada Wolfpack. And that game on Friday, March 5th, will conclude the season. And you know, we were just talking, Nico, and give Ram fans a bit of an idea of what it's been like. It's been a roller coaster ride in the last 48 hours. You know, you talk to other coaches around the league, and you know, you're thinking, we think it's probably going to go this way, and then all of a sudden it kind of goes another way. But kind of explain what it's been like the last 48
hours.
Yeah,
it's been a whirlwind, and you know, there's been a lot of different discussions and a lot of different people and kind of going back and forth. And then, yeah, I mean, last night, I can't lie, I think everybody got kind of hit with a little bit of a curveball. And literally, you know, today we kind of knew it was going to happen, but we didn't have the exact schedule of dates. And we practiced at 1, and literally at 12:45, you know, finally get it. And so, you know, you're able to go in there and you know, tell the guys, hey, this is what it's going to look like here, you know, down the road. And so, you know, I've got my opinions on it, but I'll say this. Here's what I love about our team is you go in there and you show it to them, the guys kind of look up at it, and then they're like, heck yeah, you know, let's go, you know, and I think that they've got such a great attitude, and whatever's thrown at us, we're going to attack, and nothing's been easy this year. It's never as easy, and you got to be agile. You got to adjust quickly. You got to embrace it, and that's what we're going to do, and so it's a major challenge, but that's what I think this team is built for, and so that's what we do. Start practice. We embrace it. Now we know what's in front of us, and let's go.
It was around the league. Was the general consensus or at least preference with coaches is to almost leave that final week blank, would you say? Or do coaches want to play? Does it depend on what coach and what team?
There's so many factors that go into these decisions, and I understand that. You've got so many factors, different constituents and stuff that are a factor. But, you know, I think most coaches, I speak for most coaches here, it's a difficult ask. I mean, you're going to ask us now, I think you counted it, to play 4 and 7 days
before we
go to the Mountain West tournament. You've got COVID issues. You've got, people don't realize how hard that is to play that many games. And obviously, and then to go and play, and if you're going to win the Mountain West tournament, you got to play 3 again, you know? And so I think with everything going on, I can say public, I'm not a fan of what they did, not just with us, but with everybody that way. But you know, they got to make the decisions they have to make, and it's our job to adjust to it,
right,
and to move forward. And so You know, this hasn't been easy on anybody, but it is what it is, kind of throwing us the last second. But we'll make it work, and we just got to worry about Air Force on Saturday and take it one day at a time and go from there.
You know, we talk about it's frustrating not to be able to play games, and you got your players, all they want to do is play. So it's a good thing that they are going to get four games in 7 days, although, you know, it's tough to face considering you've been idle for 21 straight days you've wanted to play.
It is, but here's the thing. Like, we talked about with our team, and I asked, it's like, how many teams around the country right now would trade places with you?
Right.
Most of them.
Yep.
Do you know, and so how awesome is that? You know, we're in an unbelievable position, you know. It's been a great season so far. The guys just threw everything and performed, and now you got a chance to make it special. And so everything we want, you know, is right in front of us. And, yeah, it's different, but everything about this year has been different. So, hey, this is just another one, you know. And that's the mentality that we have to have. You know, there's that, and that's what we'll have as a coach and players. But, you know, yeah, I think there were a lot of things that went on, and people probably read a lot of that true or untrue, but you know, was it the right decision for the league? I don't think it was, but what I think doesn't matter.
Right, and let's also throw this out there too, because it did play into factor with the Mountain West Conference having these games, and there's TV contract that got slided and shorted in the football season, and that plays into the decision making by not just Craig Thompson, but you have the university presidents weighing in on this as well, and so there's a lot of different factors, and it's not just the coaches that
there's
are getting
a lot of
the
things,
input, and it's just been a really, really strange season for everybody across the board. But as you said, Nico, I mean, you and I know you guys haven't talked, at least the last time I talked to you 2 weeks ago, about the NCAA tournament with your team. But are you framing the last four games of the season saying, guys, here's what we have in front of us: a Mountain West Conference championships out there, an NCAA tournament bids out there, or do you still kind of refrain from viewing it from
I think for sure, like I keep saying, of course we think about those things. That's what we're here for. That's what we want to do. But I think, you know, we try to do a really good job of, those things are out there. Listen, the players all know.
Right.
Did or not, I mean, come on. Like, they probably read more of the social than I do. You know what I mean? So, like, they know. But, you know, the consistency of our mindset of the, you know, right now means everything is what we stayed with. And I think the guys have done such a great job. And all those things that you want, we're fortunate that they're right there in front of us. But how do you accomplish that? It's be great today, you know. And I know that sounds like such a cliche. It's very difficult to do.
Yeah.
Of course, everyone's going to take time and look ahead and whatever. But the bottom line is, you know, everything we want is right in front of us. And what I've always been careful for, everybody knows what's at stake, but you can only play the next game. And I think what happens is sometimes you do that and you put all this, oh, my God, well, you got to win four in a row. You got to do all this. Well, then what happens if you lose one?
Right.
Do you quit? You know, say, oh, it's done. Like, we didn't.
Right.
I mean, that's not the way it works, you know. And so you got to focus on what you can control. And, hey, this is a major challenge, but that's what I think this team is built for. And, you know, this will be, as you know, Brian, one of the most memorable seasons ever. And,
yeah,
let's make it even more memorable.
And you have four games left in the regular season to do that. Nico, it's going to be fun. Buckle up.
It's going to be fun.
Hey,
go
thanks
Rams.
So much. There you go. Nico Medved. That'll do it for Ryan Williams and Phil Ramey. Brian Roth saying so long here from Lucky Joe's.
The Coors Light Basketball Coaches Show has been brought to you by Lucky Joe's, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. UC Health. Water Pick. And by Coors Light. Grab an ice-cold Coors Light and a designated driver this game day. And remember that 21 means 21. Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Colorado State Sports Network, powered by Canvas Credit Union.